Nolte, Disney claims critical race theory story is out of context but they won't show the context. By John Nolte on May 12, 2021. The openly fascist Walt Disney Company, a monstrous company that blacklists both art and human beings, unless the artist is obsessed with pedophilia, and pushes adult sexuality on children, actually wants us to take their word for it that explosive documents detailing how the far-left company is pushing anti-American lies and promoting racism have been taken out of context. Here's the key part of a statement this toxic, anti-art company sent to Breitbart News on Saturday. These internal documents are being deliberately distorted as reflective of company policy, when in fact their purpose was to allow diversity of thought and discussion on the incredibly complex and challenging issues of race and discrimination that we as a society and companies nationwide are facing. First off, please note that the fascist Walt Disney Company is not denying the leaked documents are real. Secondly, and this is crucially important, Disney offers no proof whatsoever to back up its claim that these internal documents are being deliberately distorted. Finally, on top of offering no proof of how these internal documents are being deliberately distorted, the fascist, anti-American company doesn't even bother to explain how these internal documents are being deliberately distorted. If these fascist, anti-Christian blacklisters want to convince me the Disney company is not aggressively indoctrinating its staff with the openly racist critical race theory, with anti-American lies about the fairy tale of systemic racism, and teaching socialist horseshit about equality of outcome, if this disgusting company wants to convince me this is only about a diversity of thought and discussion, let's see it. Where are the pro-American classes about just how historically tolerant this country is? Where are the classes teaching how equality of outcome is an oppressive ideology that kills the human spirit and drags everyone, but super rich and powerful, elite Disney executives, down and ensures no one excels or even tries to excel? Where's the diversity, Disney? Put up or shut up. Where's the distortion, Disney? Put up or shut up. What we get instead of facts, instead of an actual argument, instead of the full context, is a bunch of gobbledygook corporate speak, a bunch of empty complaints and indignations, none of which pass the smell test when, if what Disney is saying is true, it would be absurdly easy to prove it through the simple act of releasing the full documents and the full array of seminars and classes being offered. But Disney is refusing to do the easy thing, which tells me they are liars, and I will go on believing they are liars until I see different. The most absurd thing about what Disney is doing to its own employees is how much it resembles the McCarthyism of the 1950s. If these racist critical race theory classes are voluntary, what a perfect way to see who's loyal and who's not based on attendance. If these racist, anti-American, and openly fascist seminars are not mandatory, what a perfect way to see who's loyal based on enthusiasm, on who asks the appropriate questions, who doesn't argue, and who cheerleads the corporate line. The Walt Disney Company is a China-loving, anti-human rights pile of fascist McCarthyite censors and blacklisters, and teaching their employees to be racist and anti-American is totally in keeping with its corporate worldview. This appalling company does not deserve the benefit of the doubt. Disney's woke Nazis need to put up or shut up. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.